Do you add two spaces after a period? Or have you ever heard or found yourself saying, I'd like to give a shout out? If so, chances are you're in your mid-40s or 50s. In this video, we're going to be covering what are the things that we do that age ourselves. It could either be aging ourselves younger or aging ourselves older. But the goal for today is to share with you and make aware what are the things that you're doing that either hurt or help you as it relates to your career. Welcome to Career Insights, the learning channel dedicated to sharing tips, how-tos, and exclusive interviews with senior executives and top experts from around the world on having a successful career. Hi, I'm your host, Bernardo Torrado, and if you're new to this channel, please subscribe. I'm an industrial psychologist and behavioral scientist, and I've spent my entire career helping people have successful careers. This channel is dedicated to sharing all the psychology behind work, which is how to land your next job, how to get promoted, and everything in between to making sure that you have a successful career. Today, we're going to be covering the things that we do that age us. Now, that could either be aging us younger or aging us older. Before I begin, I'd like to share what I call age markers. Age markers are positive or negative experiences that we associate with a particular year or decade. We all have age markers, and they will depend as to how old you are, what generation you grew up in, but we pretty much assign different experiences to points and times in our life that are extremely positive or extremely negative. And you know who those people are, those who are stuck in the 80s or stuck in the 90s. And by the way, that is not a bad thing. It just depends as to who you are and what you want to do as far as your career is concerned. But either way, the reason why I'm raising this particular topic up is because we want to be very mindful as to what are the tail signs of our age when we're in the workplace. The first part, when it comes to interviewing, we want to make sure that when we're providing our experiences or sharing our experiences to the interviewer, that we're not going into saying, I have 25 years of experience or 40 years of experience. Why? Well, first and foremost, most interviewers, although they're not asking this specific question, are trying to calculate how old you are. Secondly, they're also looking at your progression, meaning if you are someone who's been in the workforce for 40, 50 years and you're applying for an entry-level job, the question that they're going to ask themselves are, why is this person applying for this job? This person's overqualified. Now, it's illegal for anyone to ask how old you are when you are being interviewed, but that doesn't stop people from trying to guess. So when you're presenting your resume, you want to make sure that there isn't anything there that pretty much ages you. From a background verification standpoint, from what I remember, I think they go back as far as 7 to 10 years. So if you have anything over 10 years of experience, you can always put that in your resume, but maybe not necessarily highlight the specific years. There's ways of being able to do that. I highly recommend working with a resume writer if that's the case, so that you can make sure that you put that in the best light. Or conversely, if you're relatively new to the workforce, putting down your GPA, putting down the scholarships and awards that you won is nice, but it also demonstrates inexperience. So you don't want them to discriminate you for the lack of experience. What's important to be able to highlight are the skill sets that you bring to the table. Again, I'm not going to go into the whole aspect of resume writing, but what I am going into is, what do you have on your piece of paper that will be a tell sign of how old you are, and whether or not there is unconscious ageism that's happening in the workplace as it relates to a particular interview that you're having. Now, if you're now already employed and you're working with employees, I highly recommend that you avoid disclosing your age. Now, it's not because I'm trying to say you have to be shady or try to keep anything hidden from people, but it does get used against you, whether you realize it or not. What typically happens, and I've experienced this actually probably about a year or so ago, where I had a colleague's birthday, and it was a mentee of mine, and I kind of shared about, you know, trying to be mindful of age and disclosing age. So he decided to try it one day where it was his birthday and decided not to disclose what his birthday, how many years he was that day. And another colleague approached him and just made a big stink about, why don't you tell us our age? First of all, you don't have to say anything you don't want to say. A, B, he doesn't owe him any explanation as to why he doesn't want to give his age, but that's just me and my attitude, I suppose. But either way, this person proceeds to try to guess the age based on when they graduate from school. So why did this person go to great lengths on trying to figure out this person's age? Well, it's because this individual felt that this other person they are peers. And how is it possible that this other person, who they should be on the same age range, is at a higher level than this person? So that is one of the reasons why some people try to guess people's ages at work. It's because they're doing a comparison. Does that fit? A part of it is really gossipy, but I can tell you that most people try to use that as well as a criteria, not an open criteria, but a criteria also when it comes to layoffs. This person is X amount of years of experience. They may not say what your age is, but this amount of years of experience, therefore they should be making X amount of money. Therefore, they are an expensive resource, and therefore we will age them out. Again, something that doesn't get necessarily talked about in the workplace, but it does happen, especially when you're talking about doing reductions in force. They're always looking to bring in cheaper resources, more resources for cheaper money, and get rid of those that have been around for quite some time for one reason or another. There are three steps I'd like to share with you that will help you leverage your age to your advantage or position yourself in a way that it can't be used against you. Step number one is to do a self-reflection. Try to understand what are the things that you do that actually disclose your age. At the beginning of the video, I talked about having two spaces after a period, as well as using the word shout out. So the two spaces after a period is something that changed, I believe, in the 90s or 2000s. I can't exactly remember the exact date. But the reason why there have been two spaces after a period in the 60s, 70s, and 80s was originally because of typewriters. So typewriters had an additional space. And I'm sure there's a technical reason I completely forgot right now as I'm doing this video. But either way, it doesn't matter. The point I'm making is that it's changed. It's changed from two spaces after a period to one space after a period. And if you're still using two spaces, there's nothing wrong with that. I don't think there's anything grammatically wrong with that. But if someone who's used to using one space, they would probably know that you come from an older generation. That's a little quick tell. Using the word shout out, or whoop, there it is, or there's a whole bunch of other ones that I can't remember off the top of my head that people typically use, that you're like, I know what age you are, what generation you come from. And so that is something to be very mindful of. Again, you can be who you are and say what you want, but you want to be mindful that there are certain things that we're saying and doing that all automatically disclose our age, whether we realize it or not, to others. So do a self-reflection and then start to decide what are the things that you're doing today that you may want to modify to kind of help minimize disclosure of age, if that's what you're intending to do. Step number two is to build an offense strategy. Leverage your age and your generational differences to your advantage, especially when it comes to building rapport. So building rapport is very critical to the success of what you do and how you progress in organizations, meaning relationship building. Rapport is one piece of it. Obviously, you need to be able to deliver. But either way, being able to build rapport, leveraging some of the age markers that you have, definitely would be a entryway to build relationships with people that you don't normally have relationships with, so that there's a level of commonality. Step number three is to never age yourself unless it's intentional. The reason why I highly recommend not to age yourself is because of the perception that it gives, whether it's young or old, and I'll give an example as to what I mean. If you wind up saying, well, I graduated school in 1980 and I had 12 years experience at this company and 15 in this company and another 15 in this company, people could do math so they can figure out how old you are. Now, that's not a big problem, but if they're starting to say, well, this guy or this lady is applying for an entry-level job and they have about 40 years of experience, wouldn't they be overqualified? And really, why would they want to work for such a low pay? That's none of their business, by the way, if that's what you want to do. But people do that. Conversely, the same thing. If you wind up having on your resume your GPA or you have your scholarships or rewards, people will be like, well, you're too inexperienced. So this is why I think it's important to really limit and create an environment where the age is not the main factor or people are trying to guess your age. And sometimes people don't do it intentionally. What happens is you disclose it. I cannot tell you how many times I've seen resumes where it says over 25 years of experience, over 40 years of experience, or over 15 years of experience. People don't need to know that. I think what they need to know is, what do you bring to the table? How much value do you bring other than how old you are? Now, there are definitely cultures and countries that actually, after a particular age range, you are out. So this is why it's important just to be very mindful as to what exactly is it that you're doing. And if you're going to age yourself, make sure that it's intentional. I hope you found this video helpful. I'd love to hear a bit more as to whether or not you've decided to identify your age markers and what you've decided to do with them. So please feel free to email me directly at hello@wellbeckadvisors.com, or feel free to put them in the comments below. If you like this video, please give us a thumbs up. As well as, if you're new to this channel, please subscribe. I'm always providing content and insights as it relates to the psychology behind work. If there are any other questions or topics you'd like for me to cover, feel free to email me directly at hello@wellbeckadvisors.com, or send me a message on Twitter or Instagram at Professor Tirado. Feel free to check out these other two videos that I have here as well. And until next time, have a great day. Take care. Bye.